going to review this. 你如果仔细地读马可、马太、路加的话
，If you really carefully read Matthew, Mark, and Luke,
你看见一开始就是犹太的狂热。
At the very beginning, you see the wilderness in Judea.
我们知道主耶稣怎样受尽。
We see how our Lord was that.
然后在我们知道施洗约翰怎样为他做见证。
And how the John the Baptist was a witness for.
他不只是神的儿子，他不只是神的羔羊。
Not only was he the Lamb of God.
他也是将来为我们施洗的那一位。
But he is the one who is to baptize us.
而且他也是新郎。
And he is also the bridegroom.
所以就在旷野，你看见吗？我们看见说所罗门是新郎。
So in the wilderness we see that Solomon is the bridegroom.
雅各第一章只告诉我们王。
Song of Songs chapter 1 shows us but a king.
也告诉我们所罗门。
Also Solomon.
没有告诉我们所罗门王。
But doesn't say King Solomon.
讲的所罗门王乃在旷野里。
King Solomon is mentioned in the wilderness.
那旷野里面那幅图画。
The picture in the wilderness.
告诉我们所罗门王就是新王。
Shows us that King Solomon is That is a witness that John the Baptist
is. 是新妇的乃是新郎。
The one who is obtaining a bride is the bridegroom.
他不过是新郎的朋友。
He is but the friend of the bride.
他听见新郎的声音，他就喜乐。
When he hears the voice of the groom, he is glad.
就是因为他说，看那神的羔羊。
He said, "Behold the Lamb of God."
他去失去了两个最要得力的助手。
And then he lost his two greatest helpers.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在。施洗约翰为他们欢喜。
Now John the Baptist rejoices for them.
因为在历史上
，because in history，
第一个苏拉米
，the first Shulamite，
就是安德烈和约翰
，were Andrew and John。
所以从那里整个的故事就开始。
And from there the story begins.
所以现在你注意到第一章讲到道成肉身。
So in chapter 1 when it speaks of the incarnation，
这主耶稣一生很关键的。Crisis of life of Christ.
This is one of the biggest crises in the life of Christ.
你知道有一个很有名的解经家叫 Campbell Morgan.
You know a very famous commentator, Campbell Morgan.
他四十岁的时候
，when he was 40,
他写了一本古典名著，就是他变成 classic。从此以后，你每次你读四福音的时候，你一定要读这本书。
So he wrote a classic. Anytime you study the four gospels, you need to read this book.
你读到尼弟兄讲怎样读圣经的时候
when you read brother Ni on how to study the Bible
他最后告诉我们说读圣经有28种计划
he tells us there are 28 methods to study the Bible
我们起初以为说这些都是尼弟兄读过的
we thought that of brother Ni did all these 28 methods
所以如果你知道神在教会里有多丰富
if you know how richThe Lord is in the church.
这二十八种读经计划不是你弟兄一个人读的。
The 28 methods didn't just come from Brother Me.
乃是教会里面许多读圣经的人，他们如果把他们所读的圣经把它综合在一起，有二十八种不同的计划。
If you have all the brothers and sisters who actually study the Word of God, you combine it all together, you see, then you add together 28 methods.
对，里面有一个题目讲的都是四福音。
One of them, there's a theme called Studying the Four Gospels.
特别讲的主耶稣的生平。
It talks about the biography of our Lord.
那么你怎么读主耶稣的生平呢
？How do you study his biography?
然后我告诉你说，在主耶稣一生有几个很重要关键的事情。
And then you will see the different crises that he has gone through.
他降生就是降，他降生在马槽里就是道成肉身。
When he was born in the manger, incarnation.
是第一个关键。
The first crisis.
第二个关键，他从约旦河上来。
Second crisis when he came out of the Jordan.
受浸。第三个关键。
Third crisis.
他在变化山上，他变了形。
On Mount Transfiguration, he was transfigured.
第四个关键。
Fourth crisis.
他为我们在哥哥他上为我们钉在十字架。
He was nailed to the cross on Calvary.
然后接下来的从死里复活。
And then follow that he.
最后升到天上
then ascend to heaven,
然后主再一次会再来
and then to come back again.
弟兄姊妹这就是我们主的一生
This is our Lord's entire life.
你知道历史历代讲到读到主耶稣一生谁是读的最好吗
Throughout history, do you know who studied the best his life?
当你用讲那一段的事情的介绍那一段的时候事实上他是把有一个弟兄他最重要的著作把他大概点一下就是
So when Brother Ni covered that topic, he actually pointed out a writing from another person.
那这本古典名著是怎样的一本书呢？
And what classic did he quote from?
他的作者是谁呢？
Who is the author?
Campbell Morgan, 就是坎波摩根。
Campbell Morgan.
我们中文已经有了翻译了。
We already have that translation in Chinese.
那请记得，当尼禄讲到怎样读四福音的，他的脑海里面他所想到的就是这样一本书。
And when Brother Nee covered how to study the four gospels, he was thinking of this book.
这位弟兄四十岁的时候写的这本书。
This book was written by a brother at the age of 40.
他是个读圣经的。
He was a Bible student.
他早上六点钟就进到他的图书馆。
In the morning, he would go into his den at 6 o'clock in the morning.
十二点才出来。
And would only come out at noon.
当他看报纸，所有的报纸都是晚报，没有早报。
Every time he reads the newspaper, it's always the evening news, not the morning news.
他是几级之王。
In terms of exposure.
我问过你江弟兄。
I asked Brother Conway.
我说如果我们要读四福音的话
，I said if we have to study the four gospels,
那么谁最能够帮助我们呢
？Who can help us the most?
他说没有疑问是 Campbell Morgan.
He said unquestionably it is Campbell Morgan.
那他有一天告诉我说，如果你只买一本 Campbell Morgan 的书的话
，He also told me one day that if you were to buy only one book from Campbell Morgan,
如果你钱来不及买所有的 Campbell Morgan， 你买一本就可以。
If you don't have enough money to buy all of his books, you can only buy one Morgan book.
那就是他的路加福音。
You buy the commentary on Luke.
那坎波摩根的路加福音是他读的最好的。
Campbell Morgan's Luke was the one he read the best.
你如果和别的一对照一比较，我想是清楚的很。
If you compare it to others, you see it very clearly.
我们看到说，这个因着我们的弟兄给我们这么多的帮助。
Because our brother helped us so much.
你读他的一本书。
If you read one of his books.
那本书现在也翻译中文了。
That book is also translated into Chinese.
那是基督生平的关键时期。
That is the crisis in the life of Christ.
所以在主耶稣一生里面有好多的关键。
There are many crises in the life of Christ.
当你读到那本书的时候
When you read that book,
你如果仔细读那本书的的确确他把每一个关键都讲得非常非常好
He speaks of all the crises very clearly
所以如果大家读四福音的话能够把这本书找到好好的读它你可以读到多少遍都可以
If you read if you want to study the four gospels get this book no matter how many times you read it it's good
然后我们对四福音慢慢就开始有点认识
And then we will understand the four gospels
那么稀奇的很
，quite amazing。
当你读到雅各书的时候
，when you read Song of Songs，
你会发现说，讲到这个雅各书，这个讲到预言那部分
，when you speak of the prophetic portion，
很稀奇，几个重要的关键的点，好像都预言到了。
So all the crises, very important ones, have been fulfilled。
所以很明显，就等于把我们主的一生。就已经把他就把我们主的一生就等于是已经把他旗杆血淋的把他提起来了
So it is as if you have lifted up out of these points of our Lord
现在我们来看第三个关键
Let us look at the third crisis
那第三个关键你记得主耶稣不是到了变化山上
Do you remember the third crisis when our Lord went to the Mount of Transfiguration
主耶稣到底在哪里变化的呢
Where was he transfigured
圣经说他是很高很高的山
Our Lord said that it was in a very high mountain
在以色列最极高的山顶一个就是黑门山
So the highest mountain is in Israel is Mount Hermon
那么当时有人以为说会不会是塔波山
Some people thought could it be Mount Tabor
我们说塔波山不可能极高的山
We know that Mount Tabor can't be a very high
这个塔波山像面包山一样
Sugarloaf Mountain
OK 所以 既然是像面包山一样但是它高度并不是很高的
But even though it's like a Sugarloaf Mountain it's not very high
那是因为你站在山谷里面你才觉得很高
So it's because you're at the bottom when you look up you see it's pretty high
但是这个以色列最高的山乃是黑门山
But the highest mountain in Israel is Mount Hermon
那么根据许多的遗传
According to tradition
也许是天主教的遗传
And possibly from Catholicism
那么他们认为的主耶稣应该是在塔波山升天
They thought that it was from Mount Tabor that the Lord ascended
但考古学家告诉我们可能是不可能的
Archaeologists told us it's impossible
因为那个时候在塔波山上就是个小城
Because on Mount Tabor there was a small city
很多人在住真的很多人就住在像个小镇一样
It was like a small village
所以主耶稣不可能在你的身边。
So it was impossible for the Lord to have ascended from there.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
圣经明明告诉我们说，当主耶稣在变化上人变化的时候。
The Bible tells us on the Mount of Transfiguration when he was transfigured.
他呢乃是这个他这个忽然改变了形象。
He was then transfigured.
那衣服洁白放光。
And his robes were white and brilliant.
而且马可福音告诉我们，那个洁白啊，是比漂白布的还要白。
White and brilliant.
我们看一下吧，马可福音，看一下马可福音。
Let us turn to Mark.
九章。
Mark chapter 9.
你看第三节。
Verse 3.
衣服放光极其洁白，地上漂布的没有一个能漂得那么白。
His clothes became shining exceedingly white like snow, such as no longer on earth can whiten them.
那么这是什么样的洁白呢？
What kind of white is this?
只有一种可能。
There's only one possibility.
像雪一样的洁白。
It is as white as snow.
你知道黑门山一天到晚都是浩浩白雪。
You know that on Mount Hermon it is covered by snow.
所以当你讲到衣服洁白的时候，
When you say that your clothes are white,
只有周围的雪能够形容我们主的衣裳是何等的洁白。
Only the snow that surrounds you can describe how white his clothes were.
所以我们叫主耶稣是一定在黑门山，在那里，黑门山在那里变的。
So we know that he was transfigured on Mount Hermon.
那这的确是我们的主一生最重要的关键之一。
This is one of the most important crises in his life.
当他变了形象以后，
After he was transfigured,
圣经说忽然以利亚和摩西也向他们显现。
And then the Bible says that Elijah and Moses also appeared.
并且和主耶稣说话。
And they were talking with Jesus.
这个说话的时候，他们是谈论出去。
And they were talking about things of the exit.
中文是翻译去世的事。
Chinese talks about the
离开这个世界
things of exiting the world.
那其实这个去世不要忘记，这是个解释的 interpretation， 这不是原来的意思。
So that's actually an interpretation. That's not the original meaning.
原来那个字就出埃及，出埃及一样的，就出去。
The word was Exodus, the same word as the book of Exodus.
所以就。在这里很明显，我们的主和摩西跟以利亚谈出去。
Here very clearly our Lord was talking to Moses and Elijah about the Exodus.
这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
你记得天上不是有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。
Do you remember that the word that came down from heaven, this is my beloved in whom I'm well pleased?
这第二次从天上有这个声音。
This is the second time that voice came down.
第一次什么时候发生的呢？
When did it happen first?
主耶稣30岁的时候。
When the Lord was 30,
他从约旦河上来的时候，
When he came out of the Jordan,
天上为我们主开了，
The heavens were rent,
然后圣灵降下来，
And the Holy Spirit came down,
而天上有个声音，
And there was a voice from heaven,
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。
This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased.
30年我们的主隐藏在父的里。
And for 30 years our Lord was hidden before the Father.
我们的主一生第一万个日子，
Our,
最少的一万个日子，
our Lord's first 10,000 days
乃是活在神面前，
was lived before the sky.
这个世界不知道他，
so the world did not know him.
所以圣经说他在耶华面前生长如嫩芽，
so he grew up like a tender shoot.
又像根处于干地， before
like the root
在耶华面前，
before parched ground.
所以就是这个缘故。
So for that reason,
弟兄姊妹，我们主一生总共33年半，他有30年是隐藏在父的里面。
So for 30 years, he was hidden before God.
弟兄姊妹，他从开始就是被圣灵充满。
So from the very beginning, he was filled with the
Spirit. 他随时可以为神使用。
He could be used by God whenever.
但是弟兄姊妹，他隐藏了30年。
But he was hidden for 30 years.
到了30年快结束的时候。
Right before 30 years, which were,
当他从水里上来的时候，
right before that, when he came out of the water,
他说这是我的爱子，我所
喜悦。 He said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
主耶稣的生命叫我们的父完全满意。
Our Lord's life pleased completely the Father.
他完全活在神的笑容中间。
He lived before the final face of the Father.
你看见这个世界就像 本质像干地一样。
This world is like parched ground.
他不只听不见世界的掌声。
Not only did he not hear the world's applause.
他没有去看见，他没有接受世界的欢迎。
He was not accepted by the world.
他完全单单纯纯的活在神里。
He completely and plainly lived before God.
弟兄姊
妹。Brothers and sisters.
因着这个缘故。
For that reason.
30 years later.
30 years later.
差不多10,000 days.
After 10,000 days.
天上说。
Heaven's
declared.
This is my beloved son. This life is the life of the Son of God.
那是完全的生命。
This is a complete,
是美丽的生命。
Beautiful life.
宇宙中只有这一个生命。
There is just only one life in the universe.
天满意。
The heavens are satisfied.
你明白吗？等到天满意了。
When the heavens are satisfied.
让神满意很不容易。
Then to have God be satisfied is not easy.
我的父亲还在地上的时候。
When my father was still alive,
他一共有七个儿女。
He had 7 children.
他从小就训练我们要把房子打扫得干干净净。
So as we were very young, he taught us.